Grace and peace from God our Father and Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome to St. Paul Borchers Sunday Snippet. This is a time where we take a break throughout our busy week to pause and contemplate and reflect on the scriptures from the lectionary. So let us begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. O God of justice and love, you illumine our way through life with the words of your Son. Give us the light we need and awaken us to the needs of others through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Our reading today is from the 24th chapter of Joshua. Then Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and summoned the elders, the heads and the judges, and the officers of Israel. And they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said to all the people, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, long ago your ancestors, Terah and his sons Abraham and Nahor, lived beyond the Euphrates and served other gods. Then I took your father Abraham from beyond the river and led him through all the land of Canaan and made his offspring many. Now therefore, revere the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in faithfulness. Put away the gods that your ancestors served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. Now, if you are unwilling to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your ancestors served in the region beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are now living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Then the people answered, "Far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For it is the Lord our God who brought us out and our ancestors up from the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, and who did those great signs in our sight. He protected us along all the way that we went and among all the peoples through whom we passed. And the Lord drove out before us all the peoples, the Amorites who lived in the land. Therefore, we also will serve the Lord, for he is our God." But Joshua said to the people, "You cannot serve the Lord, for he is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions or your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve foreign gods, then he will turn and do you harm and consume you after having done you good." And the people said to Joshua, "No, we will serve the Lord." Then Joshua said to the people, "You are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen the Lord to serve him." And they said, "We are witnesses." Joshua said, "Then put away the foreign gods that are among you and incline your hearts to the Lord, the God of Israel." The people said to Joshua, "The Lord our God we will serve, and him we will obey." So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day and made statutes and ordinances for them at Shechem. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I remember hearing from a lot of people that October was a busy month for all of us. And so I thought going into November, we were finally going to slow down a bit. But I was wrong, because we started November with our fall bazaar, and Pastor Steve and I went straight in to doing the confirmation retreat. And it was on the confirmation retreat during one of the evening campfires that the counselors did one of these skits. And the skit that I remember was about one of the counselors trying to make time to pray with Jesus. But her friend had just gotten tickets to see the Taylor Swift concert. So even though the counselor was trying really hard to make time for Jesus in prayer, she also knew that she had to go to this concert with her friend. So she hangs Jesus up in the shape of the cross and goes to the concert. When she returns home, though, she finds that Jesus has died and realizes the full extent of what not making time for Jesus looks like in our lives. That relationship dies. And that skit has me thinking about how busy we are in our lives today. Our society is built on this sense of being busy. But when we get like that, do we make sure that God fits in to to that time. Because I think it's a difficult truth, a hard truth, like that skit. It's that amid all of that busyness in our lives, we struggle to make time for God. And I think in our passage today, we see Joshua concerned with the Israelites, being overcome with that same sense of busyness we find in our lives. And to understand where that concern comes from, we have to back up a bit from our passage for today. When we look at the whole story so far, we see that the Israelites have been wandering through the wilderness for over 40 years now. Joshua is finally taking them into this land promised to them. But before they can settle in it, they have to defeat the Amorites. And so God, working through Joshua, leads the Israelites through this war. And once the Israelites defeat the Amorites, they can now settle in this land. But before they can settle in it, Joshua has to divide it among the tribes and has to instruct them in new laws so that they can live as a nation. So the Israelites receive God's property surveying for the tribes and God's law for them as a nation. So they are now ready to enter into this land. But before they can settle in it, Joshua gathers everyone for one more speech. And so when we see this pattern span across the book of Joshua, and consider the Israelites having grumbled through the last 40 years of wandering, I see it as the end to this long road trip. The Israelites just want to get out of the car and settle in this new land. But God and Joshua hold them back to say a few more things, a few more rules for them as they enter and settle in this land. In Joshua's speech, part of it cut from our lectionary reading for today, he reminds the Israelites all that God has done for their ancestors in the past, all that God has done for them in the present, that this God has delivered them into a land with homes and vineyards already built, waiting to be lived in. And as they settle this land, there's really only one rule for them: to serve God in sincerity and in faithfulness. And that they do that when they choose to follow only this God of their ancestors. A God who saves, provides, redeems the people. And by following this covenant law given to them, so that in everything they do, they can uphold justice and seek righteousness in their lives. And it's in our passage we see the Israelites agree to these terms, that they, as a community, profess their faith to God by choosing to serve God in sincerity and in faithfulness as they settle and live in this land. But unfortunately, the story doesn't stop here. As we read past Joshua's words into the next book of Judges, as we read past this profession of faith, Joshua's concerns become a reality. The Israelites start to get busy in the land promised to them. They start to fast-track their offerings to God for their sins and grudges against God and neighbor. They start to turn away from the God who saves, provides, redeems their ancestors and them. They start to turn inward towards their own needs, wants, and desires. And it's at the end of Judges that we see that the people of God have turned even away from the covenant law, that they no longer uphold justice nor seek righteousness in their lives. In their busyness, the Israelites no longer make room for God in their lives. And it's because our society is built on that idea that we have to be busy in all that we do. We make making room and time for God incredibly difficult because we believe we don't have enough time. Because we believe that idea, we turn away from this God who saves, provides, redeems us. And instead, we turn towards other things, new things to keep us busy. We start turning towards leaders and people who tell us exactly what we want to hear, who tell us to turn inward to our own wants, needs, and desires. And when we turn inward towards ourselves, we turn away from those neighbors, strangers and enemies God commands us to love and to serve. In our lives today, we make making room for God incredibly difficult. And in the lives of the Israelites, they made making room for God incredibly difficult as well. But when we return to the story of God and his people, we see how God responds to the people's turning away. We see that when the Israelites turn from God, ignore the needs of their neighbors, strangers, and enemies, God doesn't smite them. God doesn't abandon them. But God makes time and room for the Israelites. We see throughout Judges, throughout the Old Testament, that God keeps saving, providing, redeeming his people by sending judges and prophets to turn the people back to God in all that they do. That these judges and prophets arrive when the people lose sight in God. The judges save and rescue the people, and the prophets lead the people in prayer and repentance. And it is through these judges and prophets the Israelites make time for God in their lives. And it's when we don't make time for God in our lives today, we remember how God makes time for us. We remember how God always saves, provides, redeems us through Christ and the Holy Spirit. That through Christ's teachings and ministry, Jesus draws our attention back to God. That through his death on the cross, Jesus defeats all our sinfulness. Through the resurrection from the tomb, Jesus gives to us eternal life as a gift. And it's in our very lives today. God's Holy Spirit moves through us to renew our faith, moves through us to make time for God, moves through us to turn our attention outward, to help, serve, and love our neighbors, strangers, and enemies. And so the question we're left asking ourselves is if God does all of these things for us, if God makes all of this time for us, how do we make time for God in our lives as we live in a world wrapped in busyness? Well, we turn back to what God commands the Israelites to do, to serve God in sincerity and in faithfulness. And that we start serving God in this way, by praying to God and serving our neighbors, strangers, and enemies whenever we have time for waiting. We pray to God for rest, patience, kindness, grace, and the power to think outward to help those around us when we wait in traffic, wait for our coffee in the drive-thru line, wait for the light at the corner to turn green. We pray to God for even these littlest things. Finding our keys while we run out the door, making it to our destination right on time. Giving thanks for when someone lets us turn left, even though they have the right of way. Because, my friends, when we pray and serve those around us, we remember how God saves, provides, redeems us in our lives today. We always remember to make time for God with whatever time we have while we wait. And so this week, this month, as we enter into the holiday season, a time of busyness, may God be with you as we wait throughout our day. Amen. Let us pray. Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we come to you this day to remember all that you have done for us, to save us, provide for us, redeem us. We give thanks for how you have worked through the lives of our ancestors, the Israelites. And we give thanks for how you continue to work through our lives today. Help us to make time for you in our lives, just as you make time for us through prayers to you and in acts of service, kindness, and love to our neighbors, strangers, and enemies. In the name of your Son, who saves, provides, redeems us throughout the ages. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.